Following this review, Dr. Gold presented an unusual case of a premenopausal woman in her 30s that is sort of the opposite side from Dr. Tulaney's case, where the patient did very well for a long period of time.
This is a woman that I currently take care of. She's absolutely delightful woman. She has type 1 diabetes, which was diagnosed when she was 3. So she's very well versed with the medical world. She's very well versed in how to manage a chronic medical condition. Highly educated, scientist, motivated patient. About 3 years ago, or maybe 4 years ago, she found a small lump in her right breast, which was biopsied. And remarkably, the pathology came back as what's called diabetic mastopathy, which is a condition I'd never heard of before. And she was told not to do anything about it, and so she didn't. About 2 years later, after that, she developed another mass in the same breast in a different quadrant. And I think the thinking there was, oh, this is probably another case of diabetic mastopathy. And so I think she just sat on it for a little while. But this time the mass grew and wasn't really behaving the same way. So she eventually sought medical attention and had another biopsy. And sure enough, the biopsy showed grade 3 ER-positive adenocarcinoma. Clinically, the mass was about 4 centimeters in size. There were palpable nodes in the axilla and actually a palpable supraclavicular node as well. So obviously things were very different. And so we embarked upon a course of neoadjuvant chemotherapy for her. This was high-grade node-positive disease. She had dose-dense doxorubicin cyclophosphamide followed by paclitaxel. And she then went on to mastectomy.
Did she have any response to the chemo?
So unfortunately, very little response was seen in the breast, a number of positive nodes. The supraclavicular node, which was palpable at the outset, reduced in size with chemotherapy for what that's worth, but histologically, no.